is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome back to the program on this Thursday, coming to you from the Brain Injury Association of Michigan 2017 Fall Conference. We'll have more on the latest technologies and advancements here. 140 booths, 1,500 attendees. It is the cutting edge of science when it comes to traumatic brain injury and so forth. You'll find it right here at the Lansing Center in Michigan today. We'll have more on that going forward for the rest of today and a little bit tomorrow as well, because it's critically important. Now, we've just learned here that there's a big change being offered out there as they are offering a bipartisan proposal. Is CPAN, the Coalition to Protect Auto No Fault in Michigan, a bipartisan proposal being put up later today that would protect auto no fault insurance and bring your rates down as well. So we'll talk about that going forward. So what really happened at the White House last night? Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall? President Donald Trump today already going out early and smashing reports that he agreed to protect so-called dreamers during a dinner with top Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and said massive border security would have had to have been agreed to in exchange for consent. Now, this is in contrast to what was said last night by Pelosi and Schumer when they left the White House after their dinner. Wouldn't you just like to be there and find out, you know, really what was going on? Trump's Twitter post in response to Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who said in a statement that Trump agreed to protect dreamers and agreed to terms on border security, excluding the wall, they said. Trump tweeted, "The wall, which is already under construction in the form of new renovations of old and existing fences and walls, will continue to be built." Pelosi and Schumer called Wednesday night's dinner at the White House very productive. So here's the confusion. What was agreed to? Did somebody take notes? Do we have a recording? We'd have to go. Can we refer to the record? What happened here? Shortly after their statement, the White House issued its own statement agreeing that the meal was very productive, but the exclusion of the border wall was certainly not agreed to. Pelosi's Twitter account still has a pinned tweet that reads, "Trump's cowardice is on full display today. His cruelty must not stand. Protect dreamers." Now, let's be clear about this. Deferred action on childhood arrivals. DACA. Deferred action on childhood arrivals. The first word in the thing is deferred. It was never supposed to be permanent. Barack Obama knew that, of course. Of course, he is now a political hack out there, disrespecting a decade, centuries, actually, of protocol by coming out and attacking Donald Trump initially just 10 days after Trump took office. And that behavior continues today. The White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, by the way, said earlier that Trump has committed to the wall. It doesn't have to be tied to DACA, but it's important that he will get it done. DACA, of course, as I just mentioned, refers to deferred action for childhood arrivals. Deferred, meaning it was never supposed to be here the full time. And now these people are, you know, spinning out and going crazy. Now, the other big thing that happened yesterday that you need to know about is that Bernie Sanders has finally unveiled his single-payer system. His single-payer system is here. And for people like this conference that I'm sitting at, the Brain Injury Association of Michigan Conference, it would mean a lot of these programs and problem solvers and research would come to an end. Because unless you're specifically named in the government program, you should have figured this out from Obamacare. Unless you're specifically enumerated there, unless you were right there on the list, for all intents and purposes, you don't exist. And therefore, some of these cutting-edge programs, like the Eisenhower Center puts forth, and Health Partners puts forth, and Centria puts forth, helping people to have better lives and cope better would be destroyed by a Bernie Sanders single-payer type system. In addition, it would cost $32 trillion over 10 years. Now, we're a country that just surpassed $20 trillion in debt. So how would you propose that we come up with an additional $32 trillion in revenue over the next decade? Yeah. Call Jerry Brown, somebody just said here. I agree. Jerry Brown, who looked at it in California, who said it's not even possible. We can't do that. We can't afford that. If you can't afford it in California, how on earth would you afford it across the country? It was also rejected in Vermont a couple of years ago for the same reason. It was too expensive. Couldn't actually work. So here we are, though, Bernie Sanders in the embrace of socialism, because we have all of these children running around with smartphones and not one clue about how the world works. They have supercomputers in their hands, and yet they're basically incapable of reading, but they take great pictures of their lunch. Congress just comprehensively reformed national health policy in 2010 with the Affordable Care Act. We know how that's worked. And the issue, once again, is how do we move forward, because people are so disappointed in Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act. America still, despite what you're told, arguably has the best health care in the world. I mean, go to an American hospital and then go to a hospital in another country. You will find that America is on the cutting edge always. That's why people come here. That's why people come here. They schedule to come here and pay for it in cash if they have to from foreign countries, because the health care here is, it's unsurpassed. I mean, it's just better than it is anywhere else in the world. And so my counsel is, seriously, we cannot let socialists who can't read, the embrace of Leninism, Marxism, socialism is abject foolishness. But I don't think we can take advice from somewhere a Che Guevara shirt as how we should propose going forward on health care. It would be an absolute disaster for this country. It would be a disaster for you as a taxpayer, and it would be a disaster for your children and your grandchildren. I can't say it loud enough or clear enough, but Bernie Sanders' plan would be a disaster. The insurance companies, of course, are railing against it. Of course, they have a financial stake in all of this, because Barack Obama basically promised them clients, a certain standard of profit, and the main insurer trade group now strongly issuing a statement against Medicare for All ahead of the release of Bernie Sanders' single-payer plan. Here's what they said. Whether it's called single-payer for Medicare for All, government-controlled health care cannot work. David Merritt is the executive vice president of America's Health Insurance Plans, made that statement Wednesday. It will eliminate choice, undermine quality, put a chill on medical innovation, and place an even heavier burden on hardworking taxpayers, all of which I agree with. The statement touted private market solutions, saying that about one-third of Medicare beneficiaries buy coverage from a private health plan, and that 39 states. Here's what will happen. The same thing that always happens. If you have Medicaid or Medicare for All, whatever you want to call it, you're going to have a certain group of people that have that coverage, and that's what they have. And the people that are wealthy will go out and buy supplemental insurance. They'll go to foreign countries. They get the health care they need anyway. They'll figure it out because they're smart, they're aggressive, and they have the resources to get it done. So nothing will change, and the complaints will continue. The poor people are not being treated right. We need to give them more. We need to tax the rich more, and the definition of rich will become ever lower, and they'll take ever more. It's a progression towards... Yeah, this is why Henry Ford hated communists, because they never stop. But the fact of the matter is, those that can afford to do so would do so, and those that could not afford to do so would complain in large part. So the dynamics of the conversation, of the argument, never actually change. It's 14 after. It's a Thursday. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.